It's a damp Wednesday afternoon across western New York and eastern New England. A storm coming through the region is producing some areas of wet weather this afternoon, and we'll keep that chance for some showers in our forecast tonight into the day tomorrow. Then the storm will exit the area to the northeast, and that opens the door to another disturbance for Friday that is likely to bring us some wet weather, especially during the afternoon. And the weekend starts off on Saturday with the chance of a passing afternoon shower or thunderstorm. So we have some damp weather to come over the next few days, at least from time to time. So be sure you have those umbrellas ready to go. And if you have plans this evening, you'll want to have the rain gear handy, as showers are likely at times. And as we head into tonight, some areas of fog will be likely as well. Temperatures tonight will be fairly mild for the nighttime for this time of year. Lows will be mainly in the 40s to right around 50 degrees. Heading into the day tomorrow, we'll still have plenty of clouds around, and we'll keep that chance for some lingering scattered showers. The best chance for showers will be in areas to the north of I-90. So basically, the farther north you go, the better the opportunity to see some rainfall. We may see a few showers in and around the Capital District, especially during the morning hours tomorrow. Otherwise, look for plenty of clouds, gusty breeze. Temperatures will be a bit below average for this time of year, running mainly in the 50s. Then we get a bit of a break tomorrow night through the first part of the day on Friday, but another system comes at us from the southwest on Friday, so clouds will increase as the day moves along, and there is the chance for some showers, especially Friday afternoon. Temperatures will still be fairly cool, but not really cold for this time of year, running mainly in the 50s to near 60. And then on Saturday, temperatures warm up into the 60s, and as we head through the later part of the day, a disturbance comes in that could trigger a shower, maybe even a scattered thunderstorm later in the afternoon Saturday into the early evening hours. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with showers and areas of fog, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, breezy with highs in the 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with showers and areas of fog, low in the 40s to around 50. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, breezy with highs in the 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with showers and areas of fog, low in the 40s to around 50. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy, high 58 to 64. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, cloudy with showers, along with areas of fog, low in the 40s to around 50. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with scattered showers, especially early, breezy, with highs in the 50s. Region-wide on Friday, increasing clouds with a chance of showers, highs in the 50s to near 60, and on Saturday, partly sunny with an afternoon shower or thunderstorm and highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.